As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
I'm here, so.
I'm Shea Gibbs-Alexander and I'm down to dunk.
Howdy, Oklahoma.
My name is Chet Holmgren and I'm down to dunk.
Dead gum.
I'm Josh Giddey and I'm down to dunk.
This is Lou Dort,
and I'm down to dunk.
Is that like you eat it together?
Everybody tells him to get the bag of burgers.
I need like a straw. Like.
Howdy. I'm an artist on the court.
This is Jay Will, and I'm down to dunk.
My name is Kenrich Williams, and I'm down to dunk.
It might be Aaron Wiggins.
This is a troll. It's a troll. I'm trolling.
Howdy, Papa.
I think it would take away from who he is, you know?
Yeah.
I love Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma to death.
This is Lou Dort,
and I'm down to Dort.
Perfect. Great. Very good.
I like the hat.
You like the hat?
Vava?
This is J-Dub, and I'm down to dunk. I've been doing a lot of dunking.
Episode 1, 4, 6, 9 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down2gun and get The Athletic
gunk
for $1 a month for 6 months. I'm Luke, joined this morning by Andrew.
During this morning, I'm fired up to be here tonight here at Lively Beer Works.
Wow. Tyler.
I'm down to gunk.
And Jay.
It's Jay. Peyton Manning at the Denver game, huh?
All right, starting all this right, one off.
So we are here at Lively Beer Works. We just had a big event, watched a basketball game.
Huge shout out to all of those who showed up, to those who wanted to show up, and obviously to our friends at Lively, especially Nick, for making it a special night to celebrate the second sweep in the history of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Sweet.
First one since what year, Andrew? Do we remember?
2012.
Mm. The Oklahoma City Thunder swept the Dallas Mavericks.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable that it's been that long.
That's crazy.
In a odd game tonight, I call it the old Giddey game.
The old Giddey game.
Some of the most significant shots of the evening were from one Josh Giddey, often maligned.
Mm. Yeah. In the fourth quarter, he was unbelievable.
He's the one who swung that game and gave us the momentum to win it.
Yeah, in a moment where it felt like the Pelicans kind of grabbed hold of the game.
They made it ugly.
It was an ugly game throughout the whole night. And then Josh kind of opened things up. They tied the game at 80, and then they kind of took off from there. Because it really did feel like toward the end of that third quarter, beginning of the fourth, that this was going the Pelicans' way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was Josh Giddey who just randomly plays well in New Orleans. Is like awesome in New Orleans. I don't get that. J-Dub
King
was
King Baby, they call him.
Yeah, that's what they call him. J-Dub was also amazing in the fourth.
Yeah. Yep.
He hit a big time three in the fourth quarter.
I think it's the thing about this team that really opens up their ceiling to a level that is different than the earlier iterations of this team, but also other teams that we've seen in a while. And it's just the fact that when Shea didn't necessarily have it, but they just have depth.
Yeah.
And Dub was fantastic. Giddy was great. Even got some big shots. You know, I was about to say, I was just looking through the stats. Joe had, and Luke mentioned this earlier, Joe had so many opportunities to kind of, I don't know, blow this game open a little bit more for Oklahoma City and just missed. It felt like way more than just four, but he was 0-4 from the three-point line.
Yeah.
Thunder, an abnormal 30% from the three-point line, 12 of 40 overall. The only person that shot really well from the three-point line was Giddy, but overall got the sweep. Huge deal.
It feels good. Gotta feel good about it.
So now they await.
Right? And if you guys feel bad, do you guys feel bad?
I don't feel bad.
It feels good.
Feel bad.
It does feel good.
The only thing that doesn't feel good is that I gotta wait a little while to go to another Thunder home game.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
When do you think? Sunday, maybe.
I mean, I honestly, I'm not even gonna try to guess because I don't have the information in front of me.
Tuesday,
but Thursday. I mean, the Mavs Clipper series is at least going six.
Oh, yeah,
like we know that for sure. If not seven, I predict it's going to go seven.
I would predict seven as well.
Yeah. But yeah, this was a big deal. I think that
if it goes seven, it will go all the way till Sunday.
Right.
Game six would be Friday.
Yeah. Game seven
would be Sunday, which means probably game one of the next series would be Tuesday or probably Wednesday.
Wednesday
of like the 8th of May.
Wow. How about that?
Thank you.
So you really are looking at.
That's why we call him the calendar.
9 days.
It's a long break. Shea did injure his ankle at the end of the first quarter. He came back in.
Yeah, it was weird.
Didn't really seem to bother him. So I don't know that there's anything to that. But it's just nice to have a long break for these guys.
So I want to engage in kind of a looking forward a little bit.
Okay.
The Pelicans had the ability on the perimeter to defend the Thunder, I would say, really well.
Yeah.
Like with Herb and the way they played and creating some mismatches, obviously inside with Valanciunas and all of the different stuff. But is there a team left? I think the only team that can defend at that level was the Wolves that are left. Is that fair to say?
I think it's totally fair, especially with the personnel that they have. The Pelicans might have the best personnel to defend on the perimeter left in the playoffs. They just had nobody on the other end. Like, they just had no offensive creators.
Dude, you're talking. Yeah, I mean, you talk about OKC only shooting 30% from three. Pelicans only shot 23% from three tonight.
They had
nothing.
They had nothing. And CJ finally shook loose a little bit tonight and played well, but he was still like 9 of 16. You know, 24 points, 10 boards. Like that's Shea. He had 20 points, 6 boards. CJ hit some really tough shots in this game, and he actually had to leave. Did they ever say? The Thunder broadcast never said what happened and why he ran out of the game.
Yeah, I don't know why that was.
I don't know. Let us know in the chat.
Got scared.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Gave up.
Is that true?
No.
It kind of looks like it.
But he did not go out on a wheelchair.
He did not.
A la Paul Pierce.
A la
Paul Pierce. I've been there. Yeah. When you just got to go and you got to leave wherever you're at.
He just ran out of there.
Sprint out. Yeah, he was gone so fast.
But I thought he played well. I feel a little bad for Pelicans fans because this was.
Why?
This was not their. This was not their team. It really just kind of sucks for them because, Zion.
No Zion, yeah.
They've got some work to do.
They got a lot of work to do. And Brandon Ingram, 8 points on 14 attempts tonight.
You know why?
Lou Dort, man. This was quite a series for Lou. I hope nationally that Lou gets the credit that he deserves for this series.
I wasn't paying enough attention, but I do know Lou got the Bally Nick Gallo post-game interview.
Locally, he's going to get all the attention.
Barkley was talking about him the other day about how much he's improved his three-point shooting.
Yeah.
They're noticing.
Which also pleasantly surprised that Charles Barkley knew who Lou Dort was.
Well, this is the first time he's had to know.
No, he remembered him from the bubble.
From the bubble playoffs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lou was obviously phenomenal again.
Fantastic.
And finished with 11, 8, and 3, 2 steals on 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. He was great. I thought it was another good Chet game. 14 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. Giddy was 14, 3, and 1. Shea was 24, 10, and 3 with two blocks from Shea. Shea came back in the game after he had looked like he had hurt his ankle and came back in and like immediately had a block. I thought that that was really impressive, but
And we're all wearing our shirt that you guys can get and pre-order. Check out our Twitter.
A lot of barking going on out here today.
Bark.
Andrew, very important question.
Yep.
Who won between you and Alex?
I think Alex won. I think, and it was very close.
It was very close because Jonas got 25 minutes. Tonight.
26, according to ESPN.
25 minutes and 47 seconds.
Luke, do you have something to say about his minutes?
No.
Okay.
Larry Nance was 21 minutes and 25 seconds. It was like, it was probably within like 4 or 5 minutes that Valanciunas played more. And some of that was foul trouble too for Jonas, who didn't particularly have a great game tonight. But yeah.
Trying to get him down to make shots, and he just was, they were denying him over and over there late at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This honestly changes a little bit of the way I think about this team even this year, but certainly moving forward. Because,
championship.
I mean, listen, closing out a series is not easy, especially on the road. And being a young team, you saw them kind of go through it a little bit tonight. This was not given to them.
It was
this,
much more like game one.
Yeah, this game was not handed to the Thunder. They had to go get it. And Giddy stepped up. J-Dub stepped up in moments where maybe Shea didn't have it going, or they were throwing a lot more at Shea this game. It wasn't as easy for Shea as it was in game two and three. But that's the thing with this Thunder team is like, if you shut off somebody's water, it's somebody else that's going to step up. They're not just like this one trick pony that you can just stop. It's going to be really difficult, especially as this team grows through like the next few years. I just watch everybody else. Like, you watch even the Nuggets.
The Suns.
Whenever Jokic goes off the floor, it's just harder than the Suns.
The Suns.
But, like, a lot of teams just have, like, their, like, one offensive engine.
Yeah.
And they just try to survive when that guy, you know, takes a breather for 5 minutes or 6 minutes or whatever it is. But the Thunder, and they've done it all year, where J-Dub steps up at the beginning of the fourth when Shea sits down. And, like, it just keeps going. And, like, that's how you win 57 games. Mm-hmm. That's how you exceed expectations.
And we learned it the hard way, having to live through those Russ teams where it was Russ. And then when he would sit, there was no one else.
Yeah.
And we've put to this team has been put together. You know, everyone said trust in Presti. It's been put together so that doesn't happen. So when someone is sitting and resting, someone is there that can step up, that can hit big shots. And they did.
Yeah.
I think the only other team in the playoffs that has that constant flow of water, that constant stream, Andrew, is Minnesota. Yes, yeah. Ant is clearly their best player, but like Towns has been big.
Towns was really good yesterday in particular. Yeah.
And their role players have been hitting their shots, and they're just like, I think that's the other team that I see that is on par with us so far in the playoffs.
Yeah. Quick update. When we started the podcast, the Lakers were up by 9. Now they are down by 3.
Yeah, it's over.
That's how the Lakers do. They want to do it. It's on purpose. But yeah. AD did get it.
Can I take just a quick moment?
Mm-hmm.
After game one,
mm-hmm.
I said some pretty hateful and angry things
really
in our text message thread towards Taylor and Alex Spears.
Alex was kind of on your team, and then he saw how aggressive you were.
He came in immediately with a sweep, and I thought, that's it. There's no way. This is going to go 7. It's going to be a problem. The Thunder are even going to potentially lose. And then game one started to bear all of that out, and here I am eating crow.
Mm.
Just chomping it down.
How's it taste?
Terrible.
What does it sound like when you eat crow?
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Crunchy crow.
Hey, I'm glad you can understand and recognize when you're wrong, you know? Be man enough to say
it. Really was a dream humble scenario. Man,
Jay.
A lot of people wouldn't do that.
To have a full week to recover physically from a pretty hard-fought series, it's a big deal.
Plus, the other team that you're going to play, if it goes 7 games, are playing all week and are going to be dead tired.
They're beating each other up.
And you get a whole week to watch them play, learn how they play, you know, rest, study tape. It's going to be good.
It's true.
It's the position you want to be in.
Yeah.
Do we know when Shay's wife's going to have her baby? Do you know her due date, Andrew? Do you think it could be in the next 5 to 6 days?
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Are you serious?
She is pregnant.
How pregnant?
I don't know.
What kind of scheduling is that?
That's a strange question. So the
why is that a strange question? You don't think that's going to impact the Thunder's playoff run?
You've had babies. You know how it is, dude.
Yeah, it's going to help when they're in the finals and they have the baby.
Yeah,
it's going to propel them to a championship.
That's right.
That's what happens. That's Fred VanVleet. That's what happened.
Mm. That's true.
That's what happened. The Pelicans,
baby inspo.
The Pelicans never scored more than 92 points in this entire series.
That is crazy. 92,
92, 85, 89.
So that's depressing. Crazy.
Isn't that? I mean, that's insane. And
you're feeling it's because in the play-in game, it's when Zion had the 40-point game.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know that that's just so killer for them.
Yeah.
They have to hate it. But I mean, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the defense the Thunder played was great. Also, just horrific shooting from the Pelicans. Absolutely horrific. Yeah. Alvarado was so bad. I thought, honestly, I think I've said this already, but
I thought he was going to be a bigger part of that.
I thought he was going to be pesky. I thought we were going to be annoyed by him. I thought he was going to play a big role for them. He did really all season, and he was awful.
Really a non-factor.
Yeah, he was awful in this series. He could not hit anything. I think he only made 1 3 the whole series, which is just kind of bizarre because he's a pretty good shooter. And then really after game one, Trey Murphy was also a non-factor as a shooter. I mean, tonight, 7 points on 10 shots, 1 of 7 from three. He just was not able to have the impact that he did in game one where you thought like, oh, man, like he's one of their best players. And they basically just had to go to CJ and to Valanciunas in this one offensively. And like those guys cannot carry an NBA offense in 2024. Like those are just not going to be the guys.
I'm not sure in any year of the NBA could those guys carry an offense.
I think they, and maybe like 4 years ago, they could have had an offense that could have scored more than 92 points in a game.
So I was listening this past weekend yesterday. I was listening to trying to find some Pelicans podcasts to hear like how they were reacting to this.
In the know?
And the ones I was listening to, they were not like, I was looking for like that fan anger.
Oh.
And I really wasn't able to find it.
Yeah. They just have to be more depressed.
It's more just a matter of fact, this is what's happening.
It's just like this is like the same movie played over and over again for them. Where it's like we have this superstar, he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
We can't keep this team together. Like we can't keep everybody. I mean, it's just
they were just matter of fact, like these are the problems. This is why it's happening. There's nothing we can do about it.
I'm sure it's getting
what do you think was the best Pelicans era when they were the Oklahoma City Hornets?
That is such an
unintended or maybe intended dig.
That is
on a franchise.
That's completely
unintended,
dig.
But they were best when they were here.
That last year that they were here when it was Chris Paul and
David West
and Tyson Chandler.
Speedy Claxton
and Peja Stojakovic. That was a fun team.
That was a great team. We actually gave them a good crowd,
too. That was the first taste of NBA and
OKC.
I think their
best crowd was when they were the Oklahoma City Hornets, too.
Taylor, come on.
You're kicking someone when they're down right now.
That's the level I'm on right now. That's the level of confidence and belief I have. I'm ready to be this fan. They've been here. Oklahoma City Thunder's been here for 15 years now. It's time to get cocky, boys.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Let's give grades for the series for each player. What do you say?
Yeah.
Now that the series
let's start
is
with
over.
Gordon Hayward.
What is you have issues?
F.
Thank you.
G. You have
big issues.
Moving
Jay.
On to let's go to Chet Hologram.
Can we start with Hologram?
Hologram.
Can we start with Hologram?
Hologram.
He was unbelievable in this series. I thought that he defensively was so good.
Did he end up with more blocks than the entire Pelicans team?
I mean, I don't even have overall, to look. He didn't have any tonight.
Did they have
more than one? That actually may have changed tonight.
I'm going to give him a B.
That may have changed tonight.
A B?
A B.
He had one great offensive game.
Yeah.
And offensively, I just needed him to shoot better from the three-point line.
Yeah, 1 of 7 tonight.
Yep. But a B is a good passing great grade.
Give him a B plus. I mean, defensively,
B plus.
86?
An 87.
Okay.
Because here's the thing is my expectations for him are high enough.
High
enough that I'm not going to just grade him on the same level that I'm going to grade some of these other guys. Right?
It's a good grade.
Yeah.
It's a good grade to give. Okay. What about Lugans Dort?
A plus.
A plus plus. Yeah. Plus, plus, plus.
He is fantastic from every part of the game.
Yeah.
And he's had his detractors, some of them sitting at this table throughout the years. Yeah. He has.
It's true.
And I mean, he's just shown up and doing exact. I mean, he's
just putting Mekelle in his place.
Yeah.
Man.
It's
no one's
awesome
at this table.
We've had haters. I've hated before.
I've hated a little bit before.
I've hated before. I'm man enough to admit it. And he was A plus.
Yeah, he was great.
Not me. I'm cocky for Lou.
Jalen Williams, J-Dub, 24-8-4, 2 steals and a block tonight, 9 of 17, 52% from the field, 33% from three. He was really good. He was one where
we got a super chat.
I wondered a little bit. Topo Chico for the win.
From
Let's
Alan
go.
Castro.
Thank you, Alan
it's the
Castro.
Victory. It's the victory, Topo.
That's right.
I don't have
cheers.
One.
That is violent.
Stop.
That is violent.
Forceful
I would
tears,
say,
man.
I wondered a little bit about J-Dub going into the series, about what he might look like in a playoff series, because you just don't know.
Pretty much flawless.
He was amazing. He was really good.
Great defensively.
He kind of struggled in the play-in last year in both those games, and so you don't know until you know.
Scored really well.
I felt confident for this game today with what he wore before the game.
What was it? Explain it to me.
It was like a black like space suit with like an inflatable helmet that he walked in with. And if you're walking in with that, you're walking in
did
confident.
You see it?
Yeah.
Jay, did you see it?
Yeah, you're walking in confident.
To explain it.
And so dressed in all black. He's showing it because he's there for an outer space funeral. And that's confidence.
You know what that looks like? Have you guys seen those jackets that are like I think for old people that they wear, so if they fall down it immediately inflates and covers up. That's what his
it does look like that.
Is that what he's wearing?
His style looks
wow.
He's awesome and just can't I'm he's my favorite player. He's just the best.
He's great.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City, with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful, designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yurmans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yurman's collections are available on davidyurman.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Josh Giddey, who had 14, 3, and 1 tonight and basically saved the Thunder's butts tonight.
Yeah, he really did.
I'm going to give him a good B.
Yeah.
For the series, because two game really one, good games. Great.
Yeah. 85, 83.
But he was really good. Yeah, 83. Solid 83.
Okay. Struggled in game one and, you know, played 29 minutes tonight. Earned minutes to close the game.
We don't win tonight's game without him.
Yeah,
we don't.
That defensive play, too, where he was able to swipe the ball away, somehow stay in bounds. Like, he's on his tippy toes, staying in bounds and is able to save the ball.
Yeah,
that was a big play.
And those back-to-back threes, that is what swung the momentum.
It really did.
And Gant just will be watching it with, you know, 150, 200 other fans that are pumped up.
It was fun.
It's happening.
That was really fun.
I mean, that was very good. And so tonight, I mean, that's an A-plus for tonight.
A-plus.
But overall, I'm fine with B.
Yeah. Yeah, A-plus for tonight. Probably had like a D in game one.
Just to go back, so Tim Bontemps just tweeted this 30 minutes ago. He said, to show how dominant Chet was in the paint this series, New Orleans shot 9 for 35 or 25.7% on shots within 5 feet of the basket that were contested by Chet across the four games.
Wow. That's a stat.
Now that's a stat.
Yeah, Chet, are you ready to raise his grade a little bit, Jay?
Nope.
Up to an 88?
Only because I have that high of expectations for him offensively.
89?
It's his first year.
He's a rookie.
I mean, he's a rookie, and he's already, like, has this big of effect on the team. Like, this is, I mean, we're going to be in the postseason, like, first when the number one seed, when our first postseason appearance in forever. And now we get to have
first round exit, like win since 2016.
Since 2016.
Yeah.
To get, I mean, and think about the players that were on the Thunder through those years that couldn't get out of round one. I mean, it's Westbrook.
Losers.
It's Paul George. It's Chris Carmelo Paul. Anthony. It's Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like guys that will be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That couldn't get over the hump.
And Chet is able to do it, help this team do it in his first year. I mean, this core group of guys is, we're going to be watching them in the postseason for the next, you know, half decade.
300 plus. Years. It feels
I mean, it's going to say half decade.
Well, why? Yeah. Why not?
I just knew it.
You just felt that.
Yeah.
It feels right.
What about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? He had 24, 10, and 3 tonight. 8 of 21, only 38% from the field, 1 of 4 from 3.
He clearly was struggling all night. He was missing free throws, but he's still that superstar guy that can just figure it out.
Yeah,
it was, you know, he just figures it out and gets points up because the team needs him to score points. And
had they lost this game, we'd be talking about free throws more.
They missed so many free throws.
As a team, they were 15 of 24.
Yeah, that it was
62%
worse than that.
And they were like, I think, the second best free throw shooting team in the league this season. And you had Dort going 1 of 2. J-Dub missed 1. Chet missed 1. Shai missed 6 free throws. It was just strange. So I don't know. What grade would you give SGA?
A B minus.
Yeah, I'm going B.
I mean, he basically won game one with that incredible circus shot.
Yeah,
but he was not great offensively, largely because of Herb Jones. And the way that they defend him, it made it incredibly challenging. But once again, I can't give him a higher grade because my expectations for him are too.
We know he can be much better than he was.
So, Andrew, real quick, your woe meter at 11. How do we feel about that?
That feels good.
There
feels
he is.
Really good. Have you seen this guy?
I don't know what he's doing, but I love it so much. Like it.
So, like, in one of the videos that I
Will
made.
Will_DaThrill3. He's doing the Andrew Woe meter, and he's got the entire Woe collection here. Let me see if I can get this on the. That's not going to go very well.
It's not going to go well.
But if you're on YouTube, you can see.
Check out the Woe meter. I said Woe, and the kids said some.
Whoa.
the kid said something about how losing is a way of winning in the future or something. And I just was like, whoa. That
mini Sam Presti.
Yeah. That kid was so funny. It really does.
That's our next shirt.
Get up. Get up.
Get up. Get up. So we give Shea a B.
Yeah, I think a B for this series. Just because, like Jay said, he can play better.
He can be better.
And he will.
B minus.
B minus.
81.
Wow.
Wow.
Hater.
Grade of 81.
Hey, you know, we're tough but fair.
That's right. Yeah. Tough but fair.
We're not all A pluses.
Let's go to the bench. What about a Cason Wallace, who did not score tonight? He had two steals in this one. Took a pretty ballsy step back three, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't make anything tonight, but played a pretty big role for this team off the bench throughout the whole series.
I think he was great in the series. I think the highlight of the series was when J-Dub went out with a quick little injury, and Cason Wallace came in and hit a big time three.
Yep.
And just kept it moving.
Yep.
So what'd you give him?
I'll give him, I think he can,
an A. It's an A.
I guess it's an A given his role. I'd say B. I think he can do better.
When Dub got hurt.
Well, also the way he defended at the end of game one.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. So A plus
on CJ.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Him and Dort, highest two grades.
He was good. He played his role really well. And he's not, and the thing about him is that he's not really expected to have like big scoring games. And he really didn't, but came in and played his role. He's a good connecting player.
You know, he's the only player off the bench, I think, that I'm not looking at his stats and judging his performance based on stats.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of the guys, I'm like, Wiggins, come on. Or especially, I think Joe's the number one guy with that, right? Where you look at him and you're like, man, Joe was 0-4, 1-5. And he had a couple games like that this series.
Yeah, but Cason
Wallace, he's not – he just passes the eye test every game, and there's never anything that happens when he's on the court where you're like, oh, Cason, what was that? He always makes the right decision. Mm-hmm. So I think he's the most trusted guy off the bench for that reason.
Cason?
Yes.
You think they trust him more than they trust Wiggins?
Yeah, I think those guys are just more, a little bit more volatile. No, I think Cason has that je ne sais quoi.
You know who I'm giving an honorary grade to? Nick Gallo.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's an A+. Honorary
A plus, because them they snubbing love TNT to go straight to Nick Gallo.
Those guys love that was some Nick Gallo.
Yeah, he's great. That was something. And
we
so,
even talked about them snubbing TNT. Did you talk to anyone about it?
We were talking about it on the pod.
Talk about on it Saturday. Right, as oh, on happening. Saturday.
That's Tom was pretty mad at him.
I have no idea.
What is the point of you even being connected? We need the juice, bud.
Give us the juice,
dude. Give us the juice.
What's the BTS behind the scenes?
How mad is he?
What is the BTS?
Who's mad?
Who got in trouble?
Why would anybody be mad?
Tell me. Just
the
make
only person
something
that should
up.
Be mad is TNT.
They snubbed.
TNT dude, should Allie, be mad.
Allie LaForce was...
She was mad.
She was embarrassed.
Tough luck.
She was like, oh my God, what am I supposed... It did, now, let's be fair. It put her in a terribly awkward position.
The producer should have cut away like 15 seconds before that. They're like, we're going to come back to him. Like, yeah, while they figure this out.
I'm sure TNT called
honestly,
Thunder
just a
PR
huge,
and was like,
the
guys,
whole point of this, just say Nick Gallo.
A plus.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nick Gallo.
Killing.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominant Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
If you're as obsessed with basketball as I am, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Hey guys, this is JJ Redick. Twice a week, I'm cooking up something special for basketball junkies on my podcast, The Old Man and the Three. I bring on guests in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, like Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, or Paolo Banchero on his shooting workouts with Kevin Durant, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron when they were teammates in Miami. But it's not just about the player interviews. Every Monday, I break down the top three things happening around the NBA without the outlandish takes. Often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler, we dive deep into topics like rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is meme mugging now a tech? The Old Man and the Three is the only companion podcast you'll need during the playoffs this year. Be sure to listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
A plus.
What do you give Wiggs, Andrew?
Probably a D.
C plus.
Yeah.
I'll give him a C
plus. You talking about Aaron? Wait, Andrew?
Dang it. Yeah, you messed that up bad. You tried.
Was that loud?
Yeah.
yeah.
I think he was fine. I think he can be better too. I think he's probably like C plus, B minus.
Yeah.
Range. I think Isaiah Joe is probably a C.
C.
He did not have a good series. There was not an Isaiah Joe game. He hit some shots in some key moments, but was not.
He's saving it for next year.
Super consistent. I thought Jay Will was good. I think he's like A minus, B plus. I think Jay Will is proving, and even Nate Duncan tweeted this. I don't know if you guys saw this, but that the Thunder really didn't need to trade for a big at the deadline.
That's good.
Because they couldn't have gotten somebody that's as good or better than Jay Will.
We got a quick super chat from Haas 20.
Y'all haven't talked about
Galveston either.
We're sending him to Galveston.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley is so good.
Yep. Haas is in the room.
We have one audience member here.
Stuck around.
Just faithful.
Charles Barkley had to apologize because Beyonce's mom was like, "I'm from Galveston.
Oh, really?
Like, do not talk crap about Galveston."
Oh, come on. Everybody knows those things about Galveston.
Because Jay-Z sent her the clip. And so he tried to apologize, but really just got a chance to do it again.
You cannot get in your feelings about Galveston.
No.
You should not be allowed to get in your feelings about Galveston.
Do you guys want to talk about Beyonce's mom for like 5 minutes?
It's going, it was so funny. Shaq said to him, like, "Hey, Chuck, where we going? Chuck, where they're going?"
The setup was so funny.
Was great.
It was like the greatest. Like,
Jack
little
is on
little,
like, the table, like crying.
Alley-oop lob. He knew what was about to happen. He's like,
"Yeah."
The way that Chuck says
has water.
The way that he says every single word,
I know,
is so good. It is worth watching 100 times. It's so funny.
Them after games during this time of year, there's nothing better. It's so funny.
They're phenomenal. So
just saw Clemente Almanza on Twitter posted, "Mark Degnault, as he came to the podium, says our players are idiots because he showed up to the postgame presser being completely drenched with water."
That's great.
That's a coach of the year right there.
Coach of
the year.
He's great. Yeah. Talked a lot about that with Michele earlier today, but congrats, Coach Mark. Big time.
God, the vibes, man. Vibes. Everyone's bought. The whole city's in.
Vibes are high.
It's great.
Because the whole energy.
Because now, you know, we have, like, remember, like, when there was some building business that put the heart and beard on it.
Yeah.
Like now, like they have a week. The city has a week to put up like thunder stuff everywhere. I don't know if you saw
dogs.
But
everywhere.
You know those side of the road, like setup shops where they're selling like off brand thunder stuff. Like
here. Yeah.
They're here. There's one on stuff.
Yeah, there's one on Western and
Britain. They're here.
Yeah.
And they haven't been here. Yeah. It's been a long time since they've been here.
I know.
I mean, they don't really show up until like the second round, really.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's so great.
And so this, I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's real fun.
It's really
vibes.
Fun.
Immaculate.
Wow. Gordon Hayward, grade
F.
J.
F.
God, you guys are just.
It's like, why even give him 3 minutes tonight? 3 minutes.
Hey, almost four. 3:59.
What even happened?
He didn't
even want the ball.
I still think there's going to be a game where he's impactful.
Why?
We've been saying that since
it's gonna happen.
February.
I still think it's going to happen.
I'm with L.
Why
man.
Do you think that?
I'm with
because
L.
Because there's just going to be
bet something. What do y'all want? Not cash.
There's just going to be a game where the water's not flowing for anyone else.
Give me a point.
If he scores
over 12 points in a single game, for the rest
what, over 12 points.
Like, shake it right there. Shake it.
I'm not betting that.
I'm not betting that.
What's the point? I would bet 6.
How about 7 points?
No.
7.
You can like stumble into 7 points.
You cannot stumble into 7 points. If you don't shoot the ball, you can't stumble into 7 points. The guy hasn't. He took like 3 shots the whole series.
I'll stumble into 7.
I think he actually only took 1 shot the whole series.
How long? Dude. How many NBA games would it take for you, Taylor, to score 7 points?
I don't think you can.
1 quarter.
I don't think
you can. 1 quarter.
The only way is if he's fouled.
I'd average 28.
I will bet you 50 chicken nuggets.
What?
Huh?
That what?
That Gordon will score over 7 points in a game.
Over 7 or
deal.
7
for the rest of the playoffs.
You have to eat them all on a fried pod.
All of them?
Yeah. I'll help.
The only way you're getting 50 nugs on a fried pod is getting them the day before.
But that's going to be terrible.
We didn't say
night pod.
Did we say Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else? What other chicken nuggets are there?
McNuggets.
No, not McNuggets.
Dude, I could eat 50
of those. I'll do 50 of those.
Remember when was it the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we bought like
300.
You could buy them in 50s.
Yeah.
And I bought like 300.
We just had all our friends over.
We had so
chicken nuggets.
Many.
We all sweet and sour sauce fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, did you like that that temporary chili flavor they had? That was great.
Dude. It's Chick-fil-A.
What is that motion?
Chick-fil-A
that's
has
me.
A,
that's my brain.
Chick-fil-A has the sweet and spicy sriracha sauce.
Brain tumor.
It's good.
Find the word.
I'm a Chick-fil-A sauce guy though.
Oh yeah. The only time I've had McNuggets
best of all the sauces.
The only time I've had McNuggets in about the past 5 years, it has been 2 a.m. and I have been intoxicated, and I have Postmates McDonald's nuggets.
Gross.
You Postmates McDonald's.
Yeah. That is. Well, what's my other option? I'm not going to drive.
That is a very low.
Water. Just go to bed. Actually,
I should have. And one time I did.
I feel you though, man.
are drinking coffee waiting for your Postmates McNuggets to show up.
One time I did fall asleep and I found them on my front porch the next day.
Are you serious?
Hey, it happens.
Did you eat them?
No. They're why.
They were nuggets?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're good.
God, that rules. Okay.
So the bet is on. Do we shake?
Who else? Okay. Who else have we missed? Kendrick Williams played 2 minutes and 2 seconds in this game. Posted more zeros than Gordon did because Gordon actually got a rebound.
Hey, that's a D-.
So,
well, Gordon actually tried to run away from the rebound and it bounced over his back and into his hands. So didn't even want the rebound.
Kind of a Mr. Magoo situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just Magooed himself a rebound.
Yeah.
Bismack Biyombo.
I'm going to give him an incomplete.
An A+.
Yeah.
A+ for vibes. Shout out to Oos.
Yeah.
Muscala, Lindy Waters. Lindy Waters. Shout out to Lindy Waters. All right. Anything else before we go?
No. Great night at Lively Beer Works.
What a night.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, guys.
Come check them out.
It was wonderful.
Anytime. Great taps. Constantly
great
filled with incredible beers.
What should they drink?
Great bathroom.
What would you suggest they drink?
I had the Hazy IPA, a few of them tonight.
I had the Mexican Lager.
The Mexican Lager was fantastic.
It's good.
It was good. Good
they
selections.
Have, they have free hot dogs every day. That's right, right? Free hot dogs every day.
Every single day.
Free hamburgers every day.
And good banter. If Nick is here, he will pull. Yeah. He'll get you a hot dog and take care of it for you.
They will find Patrick if you bring your father-in-law and he'll talk to him for you for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
It was great with father-in-law.
Yeah. You did. He loved it. So thank you.
Guys, it was fun. See you in a week.
It was fun. Yep. We will have more shows. We'll have our normal Wednesday show, normal Friday show this week. There will not be any games to break down, so we will have to figure out what we're going to talk about. For
Andrew,
for
what are you
going to
do? Because
I don't know. So I have the sneaking suspicion that my wife is going to know that the Thunder aren't playing for a while, and she's going to be like, house project time.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Truth.
Yeah.
Hey, so you got a reason not to
do it, dude. Yeah. You got to. This is it. Time.
Hand hurt.
That's right.
Start building up the account, the good points account with the wife.
Can't work. Yep. Hand hurt.
Yep. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, we got quite a few people tuning in on the YouTubes. Please leave us a little comment.
Like and subscribe.
If you will just comment on the video, not necessarily in the chat, but on the video, that'd be great. And then also just like the video.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Just stop for a second and like the video.
Hey, guys. It was great.
Hey, guys. It was great.
It was great. Hey, let's hug on the stream.
Okay. Everybody smile into the...
Yeah,
there you go. You don't have to kiss. Okay. All right. Let me give you. We will talk to you guys again on Wednesday.
Topo.